day. I'm disappointed nobody in the final.
Well, it's Keegan's best classic sprint ever, and also Simi's best classic sprint ever, so that's for sure the highlights. I mean, doing better than you've ever done before is great, especially on the Olympic stage. As far as the overall, I mean, sport comes with disappointment, and sometimes it doesn't go as well as you want, but we have a lot of Olympics left, so there's no room for letting our heads hang down. So, you know, sport brings ups and downs, and we got ups in our future, so that's what we're going to be looking for.
Keegan mentioned that she may not have as much World Cup competition to push her in advance of this. I mean, is that a factor? I mean, would she have been higher if she'd been racing at a higher level?
Keegan says.
Yeah.
Keegan's been racing on the World Cup for a lot of years.
Yeah, but she hasn't had, you know, in recent months.
People around her 8 months a year.
Yeah.
Right. She trains in the last.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that that's a factor or not. I mean, this was her best classic race ever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I wasn't putting her down.
No, no. I think she's made a ton of progress this year in classic skiing and classic sprinting. So, as far as Keegan goes specifically, I'm quite encouraged by her performance and the amount of improvement she's made. So,
what were her issues with classic before?
Oh, I'd say it's hard to define that. I mean, there's technique, but then there's just also how you. It's hard to say. It's technique. It's just how you feel on your skis, classic versus skate. And she on skating, it's just a real natural motion for her, and she's just really comfortable.
So it wasn't like she was weak on double pulling, but good on diagonal
no,
in classic.
I think she's just an extremely comfortable, natural skater. So.
Now, what do you take from this going into the team sprint? There's different styles, but, you know, Simi looked good today. Does that affect what
we have
with him?
Yeah, I think that there'll be some tough choices for us to make, and, you know, we still have the pursuit where people have a real chance to shine, too. So there's going to be, some coaches really scratching their heads on it.
And what happened with Torin today? We know Andy crashed, but right. Torin just not a good race, or did he?
Yeah, no, just didn't have a really good day. Had a poor day, so why that happened is something we'll discuss later. And he came in really good shape, so the Olympics bring some pressure, so that could be a factor.